This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. President Bush today begins his first full week back at the White House since his re-election. The president is now focused on an agenda for his second term. NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams joins me now for analysis on what the president will be doing the next 4 years. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
What is at the top of the second term agenda?
Renee, Karl Rove, the man the president called the architect of his victory, and of course his top political aide, was on the Sunday talk shows yesterday and laid out an agenda that starts with tax code reform. In addition, Karl Rove said the president will absolutely push for a constitutional amendment to ban gay marriage, so there you see something of a reward for the evangelical right. Social Security reform is also on the agenda in the 6 to 18 month period that the president has to take advantage of his political victory before he starts to be viewed around Washington as a lame duck. The rest of the agenda for the president includes placing limits on malpractice litigation, making it harder to declare bankruptcy, improving public schools, an energy bill that allows for more domestic drilling. I think you can see it's an effort at economic reform, trying to aim at removing any structural handicaps to a more dynamic, flexible economy. That seems to be the emphasis.
Talk to us about that tax code reform. Are specific ideas already being discussed?
Well, they are being discussed, Renee, but there is no specific plan outlined quite yet. The goal, however, seems clear. Along the lines of what I would suggest is like Ronald Reagan's 1986 tax overhaul, lower tax rates, pay for it by limiting tax deductions. The one major idea being debated is a tax on consumption or value-added tax, a tax imposed at every level of production of goods and services. The Speaker of the House, Denny Hastert, who was also on one of the Sunday shows yesterday, has proposed also doing away with federal income tax and replacing it with a national sales tax or a flat tax. Rove said yesterday the president wants to look at the entire tax code because he feels it's too complicated, eats up time and money that big and small business, as well as individuals, could give to being productive.
And in another area that people are talking about, judicial appointments, especially to the Supreme Court. Where is that?
Well, it's kind of a split in the mind of people at the White House. What I'm hearing is, you know, they could go to the hard right. They could nominate people like J. Harvey Wilkerson, Michael Lutwig, on the Fourth Circuit, people who are well-known conservatives, the likes of Miguel Estrada, who's already been rejected for a seat on the lower circuit. But these are people who are identified with opponents of affirmative action, opponents of abortion rights. Or you could go with more moderate, some minority candidates, Larry Thompson, the former deputy attorney general, Janice Rogers Brown out in California. Karl Rove said yesterday the president wants, though, quote, impartial umpires who strictly interpret the law and the Constitution, and he says the White House wants to end the use of courts to advance personal agendas. One thing I will mention to you, Renee, is that Karl Rove put cold water on the uproar over whether Republican Senator Arlen Specter presents a bar to confirmation of judges who oppose abortion rights. Specter, who's going to become the chair of the Senate Judiciary Committee and have authority over judicial nominations, said the president will have a hard time getting confirmation of any judge who believes abortion rights should be ended. Yesterday, Specter said on Face the Nation that even with a 55-member majority in the Senate, Republicans can't overcome Democrats to gain approval for judges who are opposed to abortion.
Juan, is there a clear pattern to the second-term agenda? For example, is there an effort to reward evangelicals who played a key role in the president's victory?
Well, Rove said yesterday that the president has to serve all the people, so I think he was trying to downplay that whole notion. He noted the president got more votes than this election from women, from Latinos, senior citizens, even African Americans, a big boost from people who live in the small cities and the ex-urban areas, those fast-growing counties beyond the suburbs. And he said there'll be an effort to show that the president has an ongoing connection with the evangelical community. Shared values of concern about pornography, gays, abortion. But the emphasis will be on creating a permanent Republican majority. They're going to try to build on the fact this is the first president since 1988 to get a majority of the popular vote, the first since FDR to win re-election while adding to his party's seats in the House and Senate. That's their point of pride.
Juan, thanks very much.
You're welcome, Renee.
NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams with analysis on what's ahead for President Bush's next 4 years in office.